Adam Sultan sauntered into the Empire Club, Sydney, and found awaiting him a letter from his granduncle. He had first heard from the old gentleman less than a year before, when Richard Sultan had claimed kinship, stating that he had been unable to write earlier, as he had found it very difficult to trace his grandnephew's address. Adam was delighted and replied cordially. He had often heard his father speak of the older branch of the family with whom his people had long lost touch. Some interesting correspondence had ensued. Adam eagerly opened the letter which had only just arrived and conveyed a cordial invitation to stop with his granduncle at Lesser Hill for as long a time as he could spare. "Indeed," Richard Sultan went on, "I am in hopes that you will make your permanent home here. You see, my dear boy, you and I are all that remain of our race, and it is but fitting that you should succeed me when the time comes. In this year of grace, 1860, I am close on 80 years of age, and though we have been a long-lived race, the span of life cannot be prolonged beyond reasonable bounds. I am prepared to like you and to make your home with me as happy as you could wish. So do come at once on receipt of this and find the welcome I am waiting to give you. I send, in case such may make matters easy for you, a banker's draft for £200. Come soon, so that we may both of us enjoy many happy days together. If you are able to give me the pleasure of seeing you, send me as soon as you can a letter telling me when to expect you. Then, when you arrive at Plymouth or Southampton or whatever port you are bound for, wait on board, and I will meet you at the earliest hour possible." Old Mr. Sultan was delighted when Adam's reply arrived and sent a groom hot foot to his crony, Sir Nathaniel de Salis, to inform him that his grandnephew was due at Southampton on the 12th of June. Mr. Sultan gave instructions to have ready a carriage early on the important day to start for Stafford, where he would catch the 11:40 a.m. train. He would stay that night with his grandnephew, either on the ship, which would be a new experience for him, or if his guest should prefer it, at a hotel. In either case, they would start in the early morning for home. He had given instructions to his bailiff to send the postillion carriage on to Southampton to be ready for their journey home, and to arrange for relays of his own horses to be sent on at once. He intended that his grandnephew, who had been all his life in Australia, should see something of rural England on the drive. He had plenty of young horses of his own breeding and breaking, and could depend on a journey memorable to the young man.